Eithne Chronicles 8 in Anan 8, Names on the Road to Saul. Opening today, we come to a chapter that many skim. It is a long road of names, from Benjamin's sons to Saul and Jonathan, ending in the streets of Jerusalem. But as we've noted in recent days, even a list can sing when we listen for God's faithfulness. In chapter 7, we heard of mighty ones and names that whisper hope. Chapter 8 keeps that melody and leads us to a sober threshold. The house of Saul, the first king, and the fragile neighbourhoods of a people gathering again after exile. 1. The map of a tribe. Benjamin's mixed history. Benjamin's story is complicated. From Judges, we remember both bravery and brokenness. They produced left-handed slingers who could hit a hare, Judges 20:16, and a deliverer named Ehud, Judges 3:15. They also nearly vanished in a civil war, Judges 20:21. 1 Chronicles 8 gathers this tribe back together through detailed lines, Bela, Ashbel, Ahara, and many more, verses 1 to 28. A Western reader might miss how place names anchor identity here. We meet Geba, Gibeon, Aijalon, Ono, Lod, and the Valley of Craftsmen, Geharashim. These are not filler, they are memory markers. They tell returning exiles where their people once lived and where they can live again. In a world without street maps and archives, a genealogy is a map, a legal record, and a family album. 2. Broken homes and wide borders. Tucked into this chapter are fragments of family pain that the chronicler does not hide. Shaharaim had sons in the country of Moab after he had sent away Hushim and Bara his wives, verses 8-9. Some were carried into exile to Manahath, verse 6. Others fought and drove out the inhabitants of Gath, verse 13. Life spilled beyond tidy borders, into Moab, toward Philistia, through divorces and displacement. God does not edit out the mess. He weaves through it. Note the quiet dignity given to craftsmen, Geharashim. In Nehemiah 11:35, we meet this valley of craftsmen again near Lod and Ono. Israel's life needed more than soldiers and singers. It needed artisans who could shape daily tools and likely serve temple work. If chapter 6 honoured Levites, chapter 8 honours builders, smiths and makers. Many of you labour in such ordinary skill. Your work belongs to God's story. 3. Saul's house and Jonathan's bright line. The genealogy narrows like a funnel until it pours out the name we expect. Kish was the father of Saul, and Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal, 1 Chronicles 8:33, New International Version. Then, Jonathan was the father of Meribbaal, and Meribbaal was the father of Micah, 1 Chronicles 8:34, New International Version. Two quiet insights here. Names and reverence. Chronicles preserves Eshbaal and Meribbaal, while Samuel Kings often use the altered forms Ishbosheth and Mephibosheth. In Hebrew, Baal can mean Lord, Master, but later readers disliked how it echoed the Canaanite deity. So a scribal habit grew. Swap Baal for Bosheth. Shame. Nainimina. Chronicles seems to keep an older memory, while Samuel reflects a pious retouching. The tension is instructive. God's people learn to be careful with names in a world of idols, yet God still remembers people as they were known in their time. Mercy remembered. From Jonathan's line comes Merib-Baal, better known as Mephibosheth, whom David later welcomed to his table, 2 Samuel 9. The chronicler is setting up not only the fall of Saul, chapter 10, but also the triumph of Davidic mercy. In a book about rebuilding a people, the Spirit highlights covenant kindness across former enemies. The past is not erased. It is converted into grace. 4. Streets of Jerusalem, from tribes to neighbours. The closing verses, 28-40, list Benjaminites living in Jerusalem. This anticipates the next chapter, which recounts who resettled the city after the exile. The chronicler is not only tracing bloodlines, he is rebuilding neighbourhoods. Judah and Benjamin had long lived side by side in and around Jerusalem. Now, after ruin, they must do so again. Archaeology brings some of these places close. Gibeon is widely identified with El-Gib, where excavations uncovered the famous Pool of Gibeon, a deep water system mentioned in 2 Samuel 2. Gath is commonly identified with Tel-Es-Safi, showing a major destruction layer in the 9th century BC, likely linked with Hazael, see 2 Kings 12:17-18. Lod, later Lydda, modern Lod, appears in Ezra 2:33 and Nehemiah 11. Linking our chapter to the returned community. When we read, we are not floating through myth. We are walking real streets with real families struggling to worship, work, and live together under God. 5. Theological threads. Providence in the ordinary. As we've said from the start of these devotions, Chronicles teaches that God's faithfulness runs through common days and common names. Chapter 8 is a choir of ordinary voices that carry God's purposes forward. Judgment and mercy held together. Saul's line will end in tragedy. 1 Chronicles 10. Yet within that same line, God preserves Jonathan's descendants and folds them into David's kindness. Augustine saw in David's mercy to Jonathan's house a figure of the gospel, royal grace extended to the unworthy and the weak. Compare 2 Samuel 2:9 with Ephesians 2:4-7. The household as mission field. The chronicler often cares about heads of fathers' houses. This is not a narrow concern with pedigree, it is a call to steward households. In a post-exilic world, the household was the seedbed of faith. For us too, the deeper work is often done around tables, in garages and workshops, and in everyday virtue. Craft and calling. The Valley of Craftsmen resonates with Bezalel and Aholiab, Exodus 31, and with Paul's language about the body's many members, 1 Corinthians 12. Vocation is varied, holiness can wear a leather apron. 6. Literary notes and careful reading. Telescoping and weaving. Biblical genealogies often telescope, skip generations, to make a theological point or to fit a structure. Comparing 1 Samuel 9-1 with 1 Chronicles 8 shows different arrangements in Saul's family line. This is normal in ancient Near Eastern records, and it is part of how the chronicler shapes memory for a worshipping people. Place first identity. Notice how frequently towns accompany names. For Israel, place, family, and worship are braided together. Western readers often treat faith as private. Here it is public, local, and shared. 7. For study and prayerful cross-reference. Judges 3:15, 2016, Benjamin's left-handed warriors and Ehud. Joshua 10:12, Ajalon's valley in the days of Joshua. 1 Samuel 9:1-2, 1449. 2 Samuel 2, Saul's house and the pool of Gibeon. 2 Samuel 9:19-24-30, David's kindness to Mephibosheth, Meribbaal. 2 Kings 12:17-18, Hazael's attack on Gath. Ezra 2:33, Nehemiah 11:4-7-9:35, Lod, Ono, and the Valley of Craftsmen, Jerusalem resettled. 1 Chronicles 9, the residents of Jerusalem and a recap of Saul's line. 8. A word to our day. Chapter 7 taught us to be ready as mighty ones. Chapter 8 teaches us to be faithful as neighbours. If you are a parent or grandparent, your quiet prayers and daily instruction may be the link in the chain that keeps your family near the Lord. If you're an artisan, teacher, planner, or caretaker, you are building the valley where God's people live and thrive. If you carry a complicated past, divorce, displacement, failures, your story is not disqualified. Chronicles does not hide such things. It sets them in God's light and then keeps walking toward Jerusalem. Practice. Name your places. Where has God set you? Pray by name for your street, your shop, your co-workers. Bless your household today. Read a psalm at the table. Speak a word of peace. Remember your ancestors in faith and give thanks. Show mercy across old fault lines. David's kindness to Jonathan's house still instructs the church. A hymn for the journey. For all the saints. A steady, hopeful hymn about the communion of believers across time. Or, God of our fathers, whose almighty hand. A prayer for a people in a land, fitting the place-focused heart of this chapter. A brief quotation to carry, Kish was the father of Saul, and Saul was the father of Jonathan. 1 Chronicles 8:33, New International Version. Even kings are sons, and sons have sons. God's purposes move through families. Pray for yours. Prayer, Lord of Abraham and Sarah, Lord of Benjamin and Judah. You remember every name, every home, every street. Gather our families in mercy and heal what is broken. Bless the craftsmen and the caretakers, the singers and the soldiers, all who labour for the peace of our neighbourhoods. teach us to show covenant kindness, as David did, and to welcome one another at the king's table. Root us in your city that cannot be shaken until the day we stand with all the saints in your light. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.